Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I am super excited to introduce you to a new company I found called Once Upon a Time Creation. So you can all thank Jill, I believe it was Jill, who shared this picture of this Girl Scout memory pillow on Facebook, and she tagged me in it. This was back in December. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have got to talk to the owner of this company, which I did. I sat down and I talked with the owner of Once Upon a Time Creation, and I am super excited to introduce you to them and to share the different services that they have to offer. Now, I contacted them. They did not contact me because one of the things I have been telling you for years and is the subject of my book and multiple blog posts and podcasts is the fact that I want you to be enjoying the things that you're saving and not have them stored in your attics, storage rooms, etc. I want them out and being enjoyed. So a couple of podcasts you may have heard or you might want to go back and search for are What Do You Save When a Loved One Passes? And Three Things to Consider When You're Saving Childhood Memories. So I am constantly telling you and giving you ideas for what you can do, especially with the clothing that you are saving, pillows and memory blankets and things like this. But it's just sharing. I'm like, here's an idea. And when I hear ideas like that, I think I have to make a memory quilt. And I did. I made my kids' memory quilts. They are not perfect, but I made them and they're done. You know, here in Cincinnati, I have someone that I refer people to for making memory blankets, but it's not a resource that I could share often because it takes a lot of time to take your clothing, cut it, and turn it into something beautiful. And most people who do this are solopreneurs. Like they make a blanket or two a month. They don't make hundreds of blankets. So my big question when I contacted Once Upon a Time Creation located in Pennsylvania, I said, okay, let's say 10 people want to do this week. She's like, no problem. So that was great. She's been in business a long time and she is ready for us to send our stuff over. So let me tell you a little bit about this company, Once Upon a Time Creation. So Jen Anderson started this company when she was trying to save the memories of her family for her family members and made ornaments of her grandmother's clothes. And she has a really sweet story that you can read about on her website, but she has since grown it into this nice little business that makes these high quality keepsakes. And I want to tell you about some of my favorites, and then you can go ahead and go on over and check out and see if she's a good match for you. Now, I am an affiliate for her company. So if you go to organize365.com/once, O-N-C-E, it will automatically redirect you to her site, and then I will earn a small commission on the things that you buy there. So if you would do that, that would be awesome. Now, let me tell you about some of my favorites. So she makes pillows, and I never thought about preserving things in pillows. I've seen blankets before, but I'd never seen pillows, and I love these pillows, so I want to tell you about a couple of the different ones she has that really sparked my interest. The first one being that Girl Scout keepsake pillow that I saw. It was made out of the Daisy uniform and the Brownie uniform and the Girl Scout uniform and the sashes and all of the different little patches that you put on there. It's such an adorable pillow. Kind of makes me wish that I'd saved my patches, but I didn't. So I'm moving on. So if you have a child or you yourself were into scouting, or this would be a great gift for a scout master, you can go check out Making That Pillow. The pillows are about $145, and the prices on her site range anywhere from $60 to, I think, under $400. So it's about what you're looking at for all the things I'm going to tell you about. Some of the other pillows I really liked was, what if you have a kid that has been in sports a lot? So especially baseball. I have always suggested to my clients to go ahead and take all those uniforms and t-shirts and turn them into a blanket. But you could also do a pillow. So she has some really cool pillows for people who have been in different sports. The one I'm looking at right now is for baseball. And she actually took a baseball and unstitched it. So a little story. When Joey was being tutored over the summer, when he was in kindergarten and first grade, he had this awesome teacher, Beth. And so she was going to teach him something about math. And she had us send in a baseball and she taught him how to unstitch the baseball. And I don't know what she was teaching him, but she wanted a baseball. I never really realized you could unstitch a baseball before. Well, Jen unstitches the baseball and then stitches that with the different uniform stuff and the patches and the letters and everything into these pillows. I just love this idea of a pillow on your kid's bed or in your rec room that has all of these items from these memories. Like when your kid is in scouts or your kid is in sports or you were in those, that is such a huge time commitment of your childhood. You could also do this with college memorabilia. She takes baseball caps. And she'll take those and turn them into pillows. It's just really awesome. And I love the idea of these different pillows, you know, having them in your rec room and then being like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, Joe's baseball and that's Abby's Daisy's and that's, you know, my husband Greg's college that he went to. And having those things in pillows is really cool. So here's another one. What about family members who've been in the military? So often in people's houses where they have family members who've been in the military, the uniforms are hanging in closets indefinitely because they're meaningful, but they're not being out and enjoyed. So she takes those uniforms and the decorative stars and pins and patches that you have for that, she turns those into pillows. So I really, really love this idea of taking these memorable events and turning them into pillows. Now, I've mentioned memory blankets many times on the podcast, and that's originally why I contacted Jen, and the thing that I most often see people do with extra clothing that they have. They will take like all of the t-shirts that their child wore in grade school and high school, or all of their college t-shirts and sweatshirts, and turn them into these memory blankets, which you really use as nice, cozy throws when you're watching TV in the family room, or it's a great gift for somebody who's going off to college or graduating from high school. Take all of their high school and grade school t-shirts, turn it into a quilt, and then when they're in their dorm room or their first apartment, their bedspread can actually be part of their upbringing, which I think would be a really cool gift. And I've also seen how she does this with adult clothes. So often, a lot of these things that I've mentioned are geared towards children and saving children's memorabilia. But what about, like, my grandmother just passed away. What about her things? And one of the pictures she has on the front page of her website is, I think when you click on pillows at the top, is this really cool pillow that obviously was taken out of a man's suit. So sometimes it's harder to be able to make these memory items out of your father's and grandfather's clothing. And she does a great job of that. So she takes the lapel, I think that's what it's called. I'm so not into clothing. And just makes this really, really cool classic pillow. So that's another idea for you. Then the other thing that she makes that I have seen before at one of my clients' houses are what she calls loveys. So at a client's house, I saw this bear that she had taken her husband's dress shirts and tie, and somebody had turned this little bear with the little tie on it out of her husband's clothing. Well, Jen does that as well. So she calls them loveys, and you can have a bear, or you can have a cat, or a puppy, or a lovey, which is like a little doll. And when I first saw this, I thought, when I first found Jen, my grandmother had not passed away, and my grandmother passed away unexpectedly. And then I was like, oh, those little lovey dolls would be perfect for me to make for my mom and her sister who had just lost her mom. So I'm having those made for them. And these little dolls, because it's just so classic of my grandmother. My grandmother, okay, she's so stylish. She was so stylish. My 91-year-old grandmother, that myself, my sister, my mom, and my cousin were all in her bedroom trying on her clothes. All of us went home with clothes that we will wear that were my grandmother's. She had a wardrobe like, I don't know about you, but not many people can shop out of their 91-year-old grandmother's closet, and she had nicer clothing than I did, and some of it fit. So some of the clothing you see me wear was my grandmother's. She just was always put together. She loved going shopping, and she had these sweaters. I have one of her Christmas sweaters. She had, I don't even know how many sweaters, but for every holiday, she would have sweaters. And at Christmas time, she would wear a different one every single day. She had that many sweaters. And what my mom and her sister ended up doing was letting a lot of the people where my grandmother lived each come pick a sweater because they just loved grandma's sweaters. So I'm going to have these little signature lovey dollies made because grandma was, or that was just her, like all the little things that she wore. I love the teddy bears for when you lose a father or a grandfather because you can do that out of the shirt clothing. And the puppy really looks like a bunny to me. I told Jen, I think she should call it a bunny. But you can look at the different animals. And again, now here's a little lovey that can be on my mom's bed or, you know, in her quiet time area in her house. And it's not a whole wardrobe full of grandma's clothes. Eventually, we will all end up donating what we took out of grandma's closet. But this little lovey is small and reminds me of grandma, and it can be in her house someday. So I love those little lovey things. So memory back blankets, pillows, and loveys. Those are the things that I really love that can be made out of clothing. And then if you go on this website and you click on gift ideas, that's where you can find graduation, birthday, bridal. Because I said to Jen, what about wedding dresses? She said, oh, yes, we do wedding dresses. So they will make you can have a pillow, you can have a handkerchief, you can have a christening gown. They do all of those things out of wedding dresses. Now, I still have my wedding dress in my basement. So I'm just, you know, full disclosure here. For a couple reasons. One, I had one, I guess it is lace, but I had a princess wedding dress. I'm sure that really surprises all of you. I had the fullest dress, like Cinderella dress. I actually left my wedding in a horse and buggy carriage. And I went upstairs like Father of the Bride, and I changed into this nice pink suit, and I came down and I threw this tiny bouquet like you would have back in the 50s, and then I got into a horse and carriage, and away I went onto my honeymoon. Ah, you knew that. I didn't even have to tell you. You knew that would be the story for me, right? So my wedding dress is huge, and it had this long train. It had this big tulle underneath it. I don't know why I still have it. So I never turned it into a christening gown. My kids are grown. I probably won't turn it into christening gown for their kids. And Abby and I have a totally different body type, and she has way more style than me. So the odds of her wearing my wedding dress are like 0%. But I still have this wedding dress. So I have not gotten rid of my wedding dress. But this is something you could do. You could have your wedding dress made into pillows, made into like this. She has this little purse that she makes wedding dresses out of. Or I love the idea of turning it into a christening gown. Some other ideas for wedding dresses, since we're talking about clothing, you know, what I probably will do is either resell or donate mine. No, let's be honest. I'll probably just keep it. All right, just keep it in the basement forever. So see what I mean? There's no hard and fast rule. I tell you all these things you can do, and here I still have my box, my dress hanging up in my basement. And let me just tell you, there is no way I'm going to fit back into that. So for my mom's 25th wedding anniversary, she put her wedding dress back on. I remember that. Yeah, I've been married 21 years. I don't think I can get a thigh in my wedding dress. I was like 0 pounds or something when I got married. There's no way that wedding dress is fitting again. Plus, it's a princess dress. Where am I going to wear my princess dress? So I'm probably going to keep it. I have plenty of room. It's just hanging down there, and I'm probably not going to do anything with it. But some things you could do is you could sell it. You could donate it. I mean, there are plenty of people getting married that would love to have your dress. I'm sure there are. But the thing that I think is most meaningful, and if I ever did anything, this is probably what I would do, is there are a lot of companies out there. Jen is not one of them, but there are a lot of companies will take your donated wedding dress, and then they turn them into burial clothes for babies that either don't make it to term or die shortly after they're born. Which I know, yes, I know, I'm taking us down a very, very sad road, but I cannot imagine losing a child. I just can't. I remember when we were trying to get pregnant, and we never did. I prayed specifically. I said, if I'm going to miscarry or lose the baby, just never let me get pregnant. And I never did. I never got pregnant. Joey and Abby are adopted. And I knew that the pain of that, I didn't think I would recover from that. So if that has happened to you, I could cry right now. Like, my heart just goes out to you. I cannot even imagine. When it happens to our friends, it's happened to some of our friends. It is just, oh, it is just so sad. And there are many companies, you can just Google it, that will take your wedding dress and they will turn them into burial clothes for little baby boys and baby girls. And I just think that whenever I get around to doing it or feel led to do it, that's what I'm going to do with my wedding dress. Okay, so got to bring this back to positive, right? Here's the point. Last week, I talked to you about, let's go through these boxes that are in our basement. Here's the 5-step plan to going through every box. You know, I have a cute printable. Let's print the cute printable and let's go through all these boxes. But ultimately, I've been doing this in my own house full force for 5 years, constantly looking around, what can I eliminate? What can I delegate? What can I get rid of? And the bottom line is, what good are the boxes and boxes and boxes of clothing doing in your basement? The clothing that's too big and too small for you, get rid of it. The clothing that was family members who passed away, turn it into a memory. The clothing that is your children's or yours from your childhood, turn it into a memory. What good is this stuff doing in boxes and boxes and boxes in the basement? The only reason I could see why you would still have these boxes in the basement after I go on and on and on about this are two reasons. One, it's going to take time, and two, it's going to take money to turn these things into something. So to have a pillow made for $60 is an investment, but it's not, you know, $6,000. And if you could take a whole tub of whatever and turn it into this awesome pillow that you look at every single day that reminds you of your dad or your time in scouting or when you were varsity, whatever it was that you were, and then you can talk to your family members about that and you can see that pillow on a regular basis and feel that pride inside of that accomplishment and all that time you spent and how you spent your childhood, like, so worth $60 or whatever it is versus boxes and boxes of things in the basement that you're going to do something with one day. I want us to enjoy our memories today. I want us to share those stories when people come over and they go, that is such a cool pillow. And you go, thanks. That was my dad's sport coat and that was my favorite sport coat. So if it was my grandfather's, if I had mine, I would say, Grandpa Babe always had these mints in his pocket. So when we went to his house, we would go hide in the front hall closet. So you went and you got in the front hall coat closet and you shut the door so nobody knew you were in there. And then you would put your hand in all of the pockets so you could find the mints and you could eat the mints. And then you would come back out. So when my dad, before he passed away, one of the gifts I gave him one year was a mason jar full of those mints that Grandpa always had in his pocket. They were the candy shell mints that are mint inside, but they're like orange and yellow and bright blue on the outside, the candy shell, kind of like an M&M, but it's a mint. That was one of the most meaningful gifts I ever gave my dad. And I could tell that story if I had this cool pillow. Or right now, I'll just have mints or whatever. Telling these stories, that is what life is all about. Sharing your memories, reliving your past, making new memories with your family members, and going forward. Not perfectly storing and saving everything in the basement. Which is why I said in the 5 steps that the last step to sorting a box was setting up the shelving system. And why I encourage you to get the Home Depot one, because as you organize your storage room, you will continue to refine and delete. And my personal goal is to not have a storage room, like to have so little in there that it's just holiday decorations. And that's it. Because why do I need the other stuff? I really don't even think I need the other stuff. Okay, I hope that gave you some ideas. If you would like to go check this out, go to organize365.com/151 or ONCE, just to go straight to Once Upon a Time Creation. There are also links right here in the podcast app if you're listening to this on your phone. Get some ideas. Go check out Jen's site and see what's possible. There are other options I didn't even say on there. She makes ornaments and totes and bags, and I'm sure she's coming up with new ideas all the time because she's a very creative person. And something may really speak to you and be memorable. The other thing is, I'm recording this in February. You have 10 months. What do you have in your storage room that could be an awesome holiday gift next December? Like, I don't know about you, but I find it really hard to buy for the parents and grandparents in my family. We all pretty much have everything we want and need anyway, right? How many Amazon gift cards can you buy people? So what if you have your dad's or your grandfather's military uniform in your possession and you have one sister and you send that and you have two pillows made, one for you and one for her? I mean, that's going to be a showstopper of a Christmas gift, I'm just telling you. And these are the kind of things that you can do now while you're thinking about it, while you're budgeting, not in October or November. You know, you need to make those kind of decisions now. So think about them for yourself. Think about them for your kids. Think about them as gifts. Think about them as graduation gifts. Like I said, with the t-shirts, what an awesome graduation gift. And really live your life. Enjoy your memories. Enjoy what you're saving. Don't just organize it. All right, you guys have a great week. A great week.